Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I tell you what we're going to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsor, and they are Irish Tax Rebates. Now, Irish Tax Rebates are the tax agent that you can trust. Irish owned, with over 6,500 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Now, if you think that you may have some tax that you can claim back from revenue, Irish Tax Rebates are the people to do it. So in other words, if you paid any tax in the last 4 years, chances are there is a tax rebate there waiting for you with your name on it. And on average, based on a study that Irish Tax Rebates did, and for the rebates that they processed, the average person is due a tax rebate of €1,092. Now, here's the best part of this. If you are not eligible for a tax rebate, Irish Tax Rebates won't charge you a penny, not a washer. It's a great service, actually.
They sponsored the podcast, and I have the brief in front of me here, but you just told me something I did not know.
Which was?
I didn't know you could go back 4 years.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. So if you pay tax in the last 4 years,
which most people have, that's a game changer.
It is, absolutely.
How can you never mention this before?
I've just mentioned it to you.
Well, that's...
If you've paid tax in the last 4 years, you could be in line for a tax rebate.
So the chances are, in more than 1 year, you will have been owed tax.
Yeah.
So it couldn't be just for 1 year.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they'll go back that far.
Claim it all back. Claim it all back.
It's yours.
So if you think you may have a tax rebate available to you, get on to Irish taxrebates.ie. Their charge, by the way, is a very minimal charge. They only charge 10% plus VAT. So in other words, if you get €1,000 back, they will charge you €100 plus VAT, which is €123, and the rest is yours. There are some slightly dodgy companies out there that are charging 30 and 40%. Irish Tax Rebates charge just 1%. Give them a go. You've nothing to lose, because if they don't manage to get a rebate for you, they charge you absolutely nothing. IrishTaxRebates.ie. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Have a listen to this. I was listening to your podcast last night in the car, and your man Killian, who can't take a piss without permission from his missus. And there's no way that could be all true, FFS. Like, what man lets himself be controlled by a woman? Men are the stronger species. Oh, Jesus. So what type of man is afraid to stand up to a woman? It's a joke, to be honest. Whatever happened to men being men? Because this didn't happen 30 years ago, when men were real men. Talk about this, and I'll come on, no bother, says that message. Now, I have to say, after the podcast, and during the podcast yesterday, when we spoke to Killian, a lot of people were suggesting, oh, he's not a real man. There aren't men like that. He's actually winding you up, lads. Nobody actually goes on like that. Now, this guy, Killian, and by the way, that episode is still available. The episode is called Major Red Flags as Man Reveals Details of His Controlling Relationship. That's the name of the episode.
So Ed listened to yesterday's episode, which, mm-hmm. as Adrian says, you can listen to. It's one of the biggest listens of any episode we've ever done, and I can understand why, because Killian's story just touched so many people.
Absolutely.
But he wasn't the only one. So many people, even during the topic yesterday, when Killian was on, were messaging saying he's making that up. Now, we didn't...
And that was the bit that annoyed me, I have to say.
Now, we didn't put those questions to Killian because it's disrespectful and it's disgusting. In the same way that if there was a woman on this podcast today saying that she was raped 2 years ago, you wouldn't dare message in and say she's making that up. Why is she making that up? She's a fake caller. She's winding you all up, lads. Yes, because it was a man who, by the way, at no point during that conversation did Killian say that he was being abused. Or,
no.
And by the way,
and in fact, it was put to him and he said no.
No. And it's all alleged at the moment because we don't have any evidence. The only evidence you have is the conversation that we had with Killian. But so many people did not believe what he was saying, and that is a problem.
And that includes the person who sent us that message that I just read out. I was listening to your podcast last night. Your man Killian can't take a piss, blah, 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 blah. What type of man is afraid to stand up to a woman? It's a joke, to be honest. Whatever happened to men being men? So in other words, this guy who sent us that message, probably believes what Killian was saying, but can't believe that men like that exist. That's the bit I'm annoyed about. That people...
I know.
People immediately dismiss a man who's in an abusive relationship.
No, I wouldn't dismiss him, but I can understand why some people have that attitude, because men are seeing, you know, in a relationship where the woman is the victim, women are generally not as strong as men physically, okay? That's safe to say, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So that is why people find it harder to believe that a man would allow himself to be treated like that by a woman when a man is physically stronger and usually physically more overbearing. You know, a man can stand up to a woman and you're not going to treat me like that. A woman can't do that to a man because generally the woman is smaller in stature. So that's where I think people come from. It's wrong, but it's a belief that all people have. I told you.
No, not all people have.
A lot of people
that,
have.
That gobshite who sent that message in.
Oh, he's a gobshite.
It's so disrespectful to basically slag this guy off for not being a real man. He is a real man who happens to be in an abusive relationship.
Oh, he is a real man. He's absolutely a real man.
But the question is, like, why do people literally sneer at a man who's in an abusive relationship? I have two messages that I'm going to play in a couple of minutes that both came in.
Yeah, one of them. Sorry, both of them will knock your socks off.
As regards what they're putting up with in their relationship, and listening to a message like that one that I read out, it's no wonder so few men actually report abusive relationships, be that coercive control or physical abuse.
Well, now, hang on. If Killian was to go into the local Garda station and say, I want to report the fact that my wife didn't let me have a stag night, they would laugh it out. They would laugh that
out. No, but if you listen to his whole story.
I did. I listened back to it last night.
He's living in an abusive relationship.
Alleged. But no, it isn't.
Okay, from the story that I heard, I would class that as an abusive relationship. Okay. Now, he may not class it as that. Others may not class it as that. I would. Okay. Others would. Carol, you're on Opinions Matter.
By the way, it's two sides to every story.
Hi,
Carol. Just for legal reasons.
No, I understand that, but I would view it as that. Sorry, Carol, how are you? What did you want to say on this?
I'm good. I think what Ed said was a load of bollocks, to be honest. Sorry, my language. That it can happen. It happened to somebody that I know, and I could see it over years. I could see the way he was being controlled, and this girl he was going out with was slowly, slowly, slowly grinding him down. It wasn't overnight. She would tell him he was fat. She would tell him he was useless, and she would say that in front of us. So can't even imagine what she said behind doors.
Okay, so she was making smart comments like that in front of people.
So if he had a dessert, for example, he had a big cake one day, we were out for a coffee, and she said, John, you're not eating that, she said. You're way too fat to eat that.
Oh, right. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
And that was in front of company.
In front of company.
When you say she was grinding him down, what do you mean by that?
Just over years, like you'd notice a difference. Like he was such a fun guy. And just then he just got very serious. And just over a period of 10, 15 years, just the difference totally changed. And I can see it. I used to, like, I loved Fair City, and Fair City covered it back in 2010 when Suzanne was hitting Damien. And it does happen. Like, they were very good to highlight it. But,
okay, now, my issue with regards to the guy we spoke to yesterday, the guy, Killian, who told his story of his stag, and he, that's not the reason he rang in. The reason he rang in was... nothing to do with this. It was just that came up in the conversation. And what shocked me was the amount of people who were claiming that this isn't real. There's no man out there like that. Men are men, blah, all that shite.
Yeah.
And that really shocked me because it belittled him and what he's living through.
Yeah, he didn't even realise it, though, I don't think. When I was listening to it today, and I think he's just so used to it. You know, when he was saying, oh, she gave me money to go on my to go away for a night. Like, that was his money. You know, like, he was acting like as if, oh, gosh, she was really nice to give it. And he seemed like a really, really nice guy, but I knew by the way he was saying, oh, she gave me money. And then I was thinking, all right, maybe he's not working or something. But it was his money. They were just joining it together, and she was giving him the money. And she was not allowing him talk about, not allowing him ask her about Galway. But yes, she was able to dictate to him where he had to go. And
but again, as you heard, if you listened to it earlier on, and because I put it to him several times, he saw nothing wrong. He genuinely saw nothing wrong. Yes.
Yeah, he's so used to it. You can imagine over years, you know, you can imagine if somebody kept saying to you, or you're stupid, you're useless, you get to believe it. You know, it doesn't happen overnight, you know, but if somebody keeps putting you down, he's so used to that now. That's the thing, like, he's so used to not seeing his friends. He's so used to be grateful for the hour while he's gaming to have contact with his friends. It's just, you get used to things. It's amazing how you would, like.
Okay, so what do you say then to people, and I have to say, generally speaking, we're talking about men, who don't believe guys like this exist?
Oh, I just think, oh my God, you just don't know. You don't know what people like. You know, it's all big stigma around with men, but it happens. It totally happens, like, you know, and I've seen it, and it does happen. And what to call it, God love him, like, you know, God love that Killian, but it, like, obviously would happen, it spoke about more with women. But it's just like with men, and, like, you know, they just...
But do we still have that mentality? Because I just got a message in a moment ago, and it says, years ago, if a man went to the cops because of an abusive relationship, the cops would laugh. And that's probably true, the guards wouldn't take it at all seriously. I'm wondering, has that changed at all? And I'm not necessarily talking about the guards. I'm not necessarily...
I would say it has. I would say with a lot of things coming out in social media now.
Carol, I'll tell you, I don't think it has. I'll tell you of an incident about 5 years ago. Someone that myself and Adrian know very well. It was an event in a pub where there was a group of people there. And there was a couple there who we both know, myself and Adrian know, a fella and a girl. And they were having an argument or whatever. And whatever he said to her, she turned around and she walloped him full force across the face. He fell off the stool of the pub and fell down on the ground. And I will tell you, about 3/4 of the people that saw that happen and laughed at it.
Now, had that... It was nearly 100% of the people.
Sorry, 100%. Yeah. That's a true-to-God story. Had that happened, had a fella walloped a woman that fell off the stool, he would have been beaten
everybody
up. But everybody laughed. Ah, Jesus, he beat her. So that attitude still does exist, lads. Oh, I'm sorry, it does.
Horrible, yeah. Yeah, it is. But
see, my point to the people who were hurling abuse at that guy Killian yesterday, telling them to grow up, telling them to be act like a man, not believing his story, saying it was all made up. I say to all of those people, shame on you for not taking this guy at face value and listening to his story, instead doing what people just do some people do by instinct, bully somebody and make his situation even worse. I find it pathetic, really do.
Yeah, and the fact that he was just saying it so naturally, it was just, you know, it wasn't like he was, as you say, he wasn't coming on to tell the big story. It was just, the norm for him. That was just the way it was. Like, he was just saying it like, you know, like as you'd say, I'm going down to the shop. Like, it was just like, that's what he was used to. He was with her for so long. That's what he's used to.
But it's like everything that is, especially on a podcast like this, when the caller comes on about anything. There was a caller on a couple of months ago, and she was saying something, I can't remember what the conversation was, but she was saying that sometimes she doesn't let her make her kid wear a seatbelt, and the kid is in the back of the car with no seatbelt on, and everybody was texting and saying, oh, she's winding you, that doesn't happen. I literally see that every day. Every single day I'm on the road, I see kids bouncing up in the back of the car. Why do people not believe things happen that actually do? If you can think of something, Carol, think of the worst thing in the world, it has happened.
Absolutely.
It has happened.
Definitely. Oh, 100%. I know, 100%. Like, you know, but you don't know people. That's the whole thing. You think people are street angels, house devils.
Absolutely.
You don't know. You don't.
Carol, do me a favour and stay there for one second. I want you to have a listen, if you will, to this message that came in to us before we started recording today's podcast. And it's reacting to yesterday's. I want you to have a listen to this. Pay very close attention to this message from Pat.
How are you, lads? Just after listening back to yesterday's podcast there with Killian, I know how it feels because I'm currently going through that right now. My partner, and everyone's saying, oh, leave her, you should leave her, get rid of her. Now, I don't know if Killian does have kids or not, but when you have a controlling partner like what we have, it is very hard because the kids will be used against you. Like, I can't talk to any of my family members because she made me block them all on social media. Their phone numbers are blocked. My friends, I can't speak to them. Or I can't go out having a couple of pints after work on a Friday. So, yeah, my finances are non-existent because she takes every cent out of my wage pack at the end of the week. The only thing I get to keep is diesel money and food for my lunches at work. My social media accounts she has all the passcodes, and yeah, it's hard, but it's hard when you do love someone, you know. So yeah, that's my situation. Cheers, lads. Sound.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Just going back to that message from a guy that we're calling Pat. That's not actually his name. And that wasn't actually his voice. We disguised his voice because there is this shame almost. And listening to his story.
Look at Sean there, just leave her. If only it was that easy in situations like that, Sean. Just leave her. I hate that attitude, just leave her. Like, and I know we're going to talk to Trevor in a second. That's his attitude as well. Stick up for her or leave her. It's not that easy, especially if you have kids. If you have kids. Now, this fella, Carol, your man that you're talking about, that's been told by his wife, stop eating cake, you're fat. Do they have kids together?
No, they don't.
Well, it's slightly easier. Do they have a mortgage together?
Yeah.
That's hard to get out of. But if you have kids...
It's not. You can sell a house and split the mortgage down the middle. Like, it's no big deal. You can get out of it. It is more difficult, I agree, when you have children, but they don't have children. What's your reaction, Carol, to that message that I just played?
Oh, my God, my blood went cold.
Yeah.
God love them, and especially when they're kids, because, you know... Like, the social departments will look at the mother and they'll leave the mother. Unfortunately, that's a lot of the way it is. They'll leave the mother and, what they call it, God love him. And he is, I don't know what. Yeah, it's hard for him to do, and it's hard for him. If only he could find someone to talk to. But if she's blocked everyone, what a B. I swear to God, like, oh my God. That makes
But as well, and this sounds wrong, but people get the point I'm trying to make. When you hear his message, now I haven't heard what he sounds like without being disguised, but I assume he has a real, for want of a better, a real manly voice. He sounds like a strong, strong man. Yet to hear him talking about the fact that he's literally been belittled by a wagon, an absolute bitch of a...
You don't know, and that's the thing. So she could be the nicest person outside of work or in work and with her friends, but a B behind it all and inside, you know, in at home, being a whining bitch. You just don't know. Nobody knows anyone.
Carol, this is my first time hearing this message because the team were disguising it while I was working away, so I haven't heard this message.
It's horrific.
I've got a lump. There's very few calls on this show to give me a lump in my throat. I'm very upset after listening to that.
And as Cara just messaged us, she said, I hope that Killian is listening to this. I hope he can finally see the light. Just to let you know, Cara, we actually did reach out to Killian earlier on to suggest to him that he listen to today. Now, we haven't haven't had a reply from him.
But that's not.
But
that's,
we will send him on a link to the podcast a little bit later on.
That's not as bad as Killian's situation.
No, it's not. It's not. Absolutely. Let me go to Trevor. Trevor, what is it that Carol said that annoyed you?
Well, first of all, good evening, Mr. Kennedy and Mr. Dixon. How's it going?
Afternoon.
I was listening to the podcast yesterday, and I'm sorry, man, even through the phone or the radio, I get the bang of desperation off you, man.
Meaning what?
Desperation, like beaten down, weak. He had a weakness in his voice. Like, to say she gave me money to have a night out, she went off for a few days, it would upset her if I went away. She has control of all the money. This is a man that's fucking isolated, trapped, controlled, and he hasn't got the balls to stand up to her. What the fuck's that about, man?
You see, again, you're putting it in a way that because he's a man, he should have the balls to stand up to him or to her. If it were the other way around, and this was a woman telling you about the horrible life she has and that she can't get away from him and everything else, nobody is going to rip her asunder.
Hold on. Unless you're fucking handcuffed inside the gaff, everybody has the ability to walk away. Well, even if you're tied up with a mortgage, you have the ability to walk away. Even if you're tied up a kid, you have the ability to walk away.
Sorry, as one of our callers, Shunon, just said, that's not how abuse works, Trevor.
Well, like, let me ask Carol. Carol, does your friend have the ability to walk away from that bitch of a wife that's making his life a misery?
If he had a pair.
He could if he wanted to, but I would say that he still loves her.
Sorry, Trevor, did you just say if he had a pair?
Yeah.
That's an awful thing to
say.
Hang on.
Listen, if a woman is turning around telling you, I want all your passcodes, I want all your money every weekend, you get paid, you transfer it to my account, and you don't see that as a red flag, you're a fucking, I don't want to say the word, but you know what, I'm going to keep it sweet and nice, I'm going to keep it nice, lad. You're a little bitch, all right? Like, my agent,
you see, as I'm listening to you, I wonder to myself why so few men actually come forward, because they'll be ridiculed by people like you.
I'm not ridiculing him, agent. I'm just asking the question is, why hasn't he dumped her?
Do you realise that
he has no freedom? He said he can only see his mates when he's gaming. He can't see them. He has to talk to them through a fucking games console.
He didn't say he
has to. Didn't see an issue there?
Hang on. He didn't say he has to. He said he does, and he meets them. His exact words were, I meet them every second night playing online games. That wasn't him saying,
he wasn't allowed to go to Amsterdam because it would upset his little princess. Are you fucking having a joke?
I have to say, Trevor, and I'm conscious of Killian even listening to us or listening to this episode, and him hearing somebody like you literally belittling him, running him down for not being a man.
Right, I'll tell you what, agent, and I'll tell you what, right? Killian, I'm going to say this to you, mate. If you want to get out of that relationship, I'll come and help you get out of the house. And if you need anyone's help, no problem. I'll be there for you, buddy. But at the end of the day, agent, it takes a man to walk away from a board like that. Because if she's controlling all their finances, she has all their social media, she's not letting you see her, mate. She won't let you go on a bleeding two-day trip out of the country. So you're going to have a miserable life with that person. Like, if my missus turned around to me and said, oh, you have to transfer your wages in every week now. We have a joint account that we manage, both look after together. She turned down to me last month, I'm going to Tenerife, do you want to go to Tenerife? And I said, no, not really. I said, after any of the girls, they want to go, and off you go. I wouldn't turn around and say, oh, you're not going there because I don't like two of your mates. Okay. Two of your mates are little up all nighters.
Okay, but Trevor, let's stop the alpha male shite here, the alpha male act, because you're the very
one. Well, I'm not going to be a fucking beta.
No, but you're the very one.
Not anyone.
You're the very one, and I can't remember the details. I wish I could. Maybe somebody can remind me. About a year and a half ago, you said something on the show about wanting to ride your neighbour, something like that. And
no, my exact words were, if my missus wasn't pulling out, I'd be going down the road. If you want me to quote myself back to you, Jeremy.
Okay, that's what it was. And Mrs. Trevor heard the podcast, and you ended up...
I don't believe that was her at all, that contacted us.
But did you not make an apology to us? Maybe I'm wrong. Did he not come grovelling back? I think he did.
Well, I can't remember that.
I do.
If someone can refresh your memory, I think you did apologise because you were afraid of Mrs. Trevor.
I want to read another message, Trevor, and I want to get your reaction to this. And it says, ask Trevor, has he ever experienced mental and financial and emotional abuse? Because if the answer is no, he needs to shut up talking shite.
I've experienced physical abuse. I've never experienced financial abuse because I've always stood on my own 2 feet. As I told you, boys, I set up my own business and I run it by myself. So I'm not going to be transferring any of my money to anybody else. No fucking hope in hell. But you know what I did when I was in that relationship, lads? Oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to say this. I got out of it. I'm going to just the best, the strongest.
You're very, very patronising, Trevor, to people.
Sorry, lads, what do you want me to say?
To men who are in this situation.
Your man was fucking broken on the phone yesterday. You can hear it in his voice. And he doesn't have the guts to walk away. She controls all his money. He couldn't go out on a night out without her giving him pocket money. What the f... Oh, I don't know, boys. What happened to men, seriously?
Again, as I said, it's because of statements like that that so few men actually come forward to talk about abuse. Because
why come forward to talk about it, lads? Why not just end the relationship? And when someone says, what happened, then you tell them. End the relationship. It's quite simple. You don't need to stay in the relationship with that because you think you love them. Your man yesterday saying, and his exact words were, I wouldn't do it because I might upset her.
Yeah.
Sorry, lads, I do things to piss off my missus. I'm sure yous do. That's a fucking relationship. That's a marriage.
I know, but
if you can't upset, if you can't risk upsetting your missus, what the hell do you do? Sit in a straitjacket in the corner until she gives you permission to bring
your car? You heard him say he doesn't like upsetting her. What's wrong with that?
Lads, it's natural to upset your partner. My missus pisses me off, I piss her off. You can't go through life without worrying about every single bleeding breath and step and piss you take. Are you kidding me? That's not a relationship. That's a fucking one controlling the other.
Can we do can we all do each other a favour moving forward? Let's not discuss somebody. We can discuss wider cases, but let's not discuss somebody who's not here to defend themselves. Okay, so let's,
okay, I won't mention them.
Yeah, so let's, that goes for everybody. Let's not discuss. That was yesterday's topic.
But the fact is, Trevor, as I said, it is no wonder so few men come forward because of the attitude of people like you.
Right, so it's my fault people, men out there are in control of relationships because I don't understand why they can't just say, listen, you're trying to control me, you're dominating me, this isn't an equal relationship, I'm out of here. That's my fault because they haven't got the balls to stand up to a woman.
By the way, he's not...
Ah, come on, boys.
I'd say more women agree with what Trevor's saying than anything else.
Well, we'll just try and find out. Our number is 0858252626. I'm looking at the comments coming in to us.
Well, of course.
And most people are ripping Trevor asunder here.
Yes, of course, because it's politically correct to do so. But deep down... A lot of people agree with things that Trevor is saying. I don't agree, but deep down a lot of people do. But Adrian, Kathleen is fuming.
Well, lads.
Come on.
Lads, put someone on the phone to me to tell me why I'm the fucking bad guy, why I'm the monster having this mentality, and then I might change my mind. Come on, get them on.
Well, let me go to Kathleen. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kathleen?
Hey, Adrian.
What do you want to say,
I'd just
Kathleen?
I'd like to say to Trevor, shame on him, shame on him. I have 3 sons. And I have to tell you, I was heartbroken listening to that chap yesterday. You could hear it in his voice how sad he sounded and how upset he was. And the fact that he said he loved her and whatever. Nobody knows until they're in the situation. So Trevor can't say that he'd know or he'd do this and he'd do that. Nobody knows until they're in the situation. Nobody knows, and nobody can afford to be
in fact, Trevor, I'll read a message that just came in, and it says, people who say walk away have obviously never been in that position. It's not that easy.
Adrian, I just told you, I was in a physically abusive relationship when I was younger, and I walked away. I've been in that situation. I've never been in a financial situation, but I have been. And to your woman there, I have sons, and if my sons came in and said to me, oh, Dad, this is what's happening. Well, yeah, okay, look, sorry, Kathleen. Sorry, Kathleen, I didn't hear your name. Right, okay, take a chill, Kathleen. Yeah. Right, relax with yourself, right? At the end of the day, my sons came in and started saying to me, Kathleen, you can try and talk about me. It's not going to work, love. If my sons came in and said this to me, I would tell them to end the relationship, walk away, do your own thing, and support yourself. You don't need a woman to be a dominating
man. Sorry, I can't hear both of you.
Don't anybody talk
and Kathleen, let me ask you.
Over me.
Okay, shut up, Trevor. Shut up.
Whatever.
Kathleen, he's basically saying he doesn't have any respect for somebody who doesn't walk away from an abusive relationship. That's what he's primarily saying. What do you say to that?
Adrian, I have 3 grown sons, happy in relationships, and I have to tell you now, I don't agree with Trevor. It's not that easy to walk away. I can only imagine what that chap is going through. I can only imagine, as a mother to 5 children, 3 of them as grown-up sons, I can only imagine what that chap is going through. God, maybe he doesn't even realise what he was saying on the show yesterday about he loves her and whatever. And it's shocking. And I'd hate to think that one of my sons was in a relationship. Right? I know they're not, but I would hate to think it. But to say that he wants to grow a pair of balls and get out of it, it's not always that easy, Adrian. It's not. My heart was broke over that chap yesterday because I felt so sad. Because he sounded so sad. I'm even getting emotional now, even thinking about him.
Okay, now, and again, we can't really talk about his situation because he didn't see his situation as a situation at all, to be quite honest with you. So we're not necessarily talking about him, but we are talking about the fact that so many men live through a life like this and do nothing
and
about
sadly,
it.
There is nothing there for them, Adrian. Sadly, and as you said earlier, if a man went to the police and told that he was getting abused, they'd laugh at him.
In fact, Trevor, another message just came in, and let me read this to you. Some men are so mortified because of the attitude of people like Trevor that they suffer in silence.
Exactly. I agree 100%.
Can I ask Kathleen a question?
Go ahead, Trevor.
Kathleen, what would you do if your 3 older sons, any one of your older sons came in and told you that the missus was controlling their money, wouldn't let them see their friends, wouldn't let them leave the country on a stag's deal or even in a little getaway? What would your advice be to your son?
In the first place, Trevor, my sons are not in relationships like that because I have very close relationships with my sons.
That's why it's a question, Kathleen. It's a hypothetical. Can you just answer it?
I would support. Now, listen for a minute, Trevor. You asked me a question. I would do my best to support him 100%. I would say to him, look, you have to think what you're doing. And I would support him 100% if anything I could do. But I would advise him. Move out of the relationship. It's not always that easy for men. And as
so
I
you would advise him to end the relationship?
It's wrong. It's so wrong.
Kathleen, would you advise him to end the relationship?
He's entitled, you know, maybe.
Listen to what he said, Kathleen. Would you advise him to finish the relationship? And I think most of us would advise somebody in that situation to finish the relationship.
Especially a mother.
I'm not defending Trevor and his attitude, but the fundamental point that he is making is get out of a relationship like that. That's really what he's saying.
I would, Adrian, but at the same time, if he loves that. Even if I was to stay and get out of the relationship, I'd hate to see my children in a relationship. Right? It'd make me hard. But at the same time, I could say to him, get out of the relationship. He probably doesn't want to get out of the relationship. Maybe if he could talk to somebody or whatever. You know what I mean? I know my sons could talk to me about anything. And likewise, I could talk to them.
But Kathleen, the one bit of sense that Trevor has spoken in the last while, Adrian, is the advice to get out. And he's right in what he says. He's not saying it the right way. But if your daughter, Adrian, and when you have a daughter, you do anything for them. If your daughter turned around to you today and said, I can't even remember his name, but he hit me anyway. He's been hitting me the last couple of weeks. What would your first bit of advice?
Oh, you know what my first bit of advice would go and collect her.
Get out. Yeah. Get out. So saying to get out of a relationship, okay, is not victim blaming. It's not. It's what every single parent would say to their child. Agree? Just like with the George Hook thing. When George Hook got cancelled over saying, a woman shouldn't go back to a hotel room with a load of lads. If any of your daughters rang you on a Saturday night, this is slightly away from the topic, but it's the same point. If any of your daughters rang you on a Saturday night, and you said, where are you, Laura? That's your daughter. I'm in the back of a taxi with 3 strange men I just picked up in Copperface Jackson. I'm going back to their hotel room. What would every single parent say?
Get out of there.
Do not go back to that. That's not victim blaming. That is giving sound advice. And in fairness, 90% of what Trevor said was bollocks. The 10% of what he did say about try and leave is
reasonable.
Is reasonable, in my opinion.
Okay, let me bring in another message that came into the podcast before we started recording today. This is from Andrew.
Yeah, I was in a relationship similar to Killian's. And when you're in it, it's hard to get out of it. I was no pushover. The guy did boxing and MMA for years, so I had no issues with holding my own. But it's different when it's a woman and she's standing over you and she's beating you to a pulp and she's leaving you with black eyes and she's leaving you with cuts all over your face that you have to take days off work because you don't fight anymore, so you can't blame it on that. Plenty of days I couldn't go into work because of what happened. I should have walked. I was a fool for not walking. But like I said, when you love someone and you're together and you live together, it's a lot harder to just say, yeah, listen, I'm being beaten by my woman. You know, the stigma is men, this isn't supposed to happen to men. And it's people like Ed there why men do kill themselves. I'm not any less of a man because my woman was beating me. If anything, I'm more of a man for not hitting her back. But from what this Ed lad is saying, he's what's wrong with society today. You know, men can't talk about these things or whatever. Like, it's just, it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Trevor, I want to go back to that message that I played just a moment ago from Andrew, and basically him saying he's not less of a man for staying with her. He's actually more of a man because he didn't hit her back. What do you say to that?
100% agree with one sentence that he said, not both sentences. He is more of a man for not knocking her fucking out, but he's less of a man for not leaving. Because at the end of the day, Aidan, how can you possibly be in love with someone who's inflicting pain on you? Like, I was in the, as I said already, I was in a physical abuse relationship years ago before I met my current missus. She was on, I'm not actually going to discuss what she was on, but there was a few things, and she went fucking doolally twice on me. And the second time she hit me, I just went, listen, you know what, this is done, we're done. And we were together a good while. But at the end of the day, I walked away, because at the end of the day, I knew it's going to continue, it's not going to get any better. So why would I risk my happiness, my sanity, to stay in this relationship? It's just not worth it. I didn't turn around to all my mates going, oh, I need help moving out, or I need, she's doing this to me. I didn't do that. I will admit that. But I just said, listen, the relationship's over. You're a fucking nut job. Get the fuck away from me. And I would say the same thing to anybody who is being controlled through their finances, through their social media, through physicalities, or whatever you want to say. Get the hell out. Walk away from it. It's not that hard. Just say, okay, look at the person and go, we're done.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to go to Tracy. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Tracy?
Hi, guys.
Now, Tracy, what did you want to say on this?
I'm fucking spitting bullets here listening to Trevor. Like, seriously, he has
no idea. Come on,
no.
Let's go.
Trevor, just shut your fucking mouth, okay? It's my time to
There's
talk.
No need to course.
It's not your wife you're speaking to now.
There's no
so
need
button
to
it, all right? Just button
okay,
it.
Okay, no need to course, though.
Okay, button it, I said.
Okay.
You have no idea what people go through. Mental and emotional abuse is much more than physical abuse. I was in a course of control marriage for 10 years, and it was emotional and a mental abuse. And there were times when I just wanted them just to punch the head out of me, just to make myself feel better. It's not easy to get out of these relationships. And then you have the person, and they're all nice to you. And they try, like that lad yesterday, he doesn't see that there's anything wrong with this. This is the point.
No,
of
until he recognises
there's abuse, he is not going to try and get out of that relationship.
And again, I don't really want to talk about it. We did alert him to today's podcast. He hasn't replied to us.
I understand that. Yeah, I'm just trying to explain, not just him, for anybody else in a relationship like that. At first, I didn't realise that things were wrong. But then when there's kids involved as well, it's much harder because they have more of a weapon to put against you is the children.
Is that not more of a motivation to get out of it, though?
No, it's not more of a motivation.
Oh, okay. I thought the sanity and protection of your children would be more of a motivation, but okay. Maybe I'm wrong there.
It's not really, no.
So I wouldn't allow that in my relationship.
Unless you're in the situation, Trevor. Unless you are in that situation.
No, I've never been in an emotional abusive relationship, but
in the physical abusive relationship. No, but you're making it out that men are wimps. You're making it out that men are wimps, and it's easy just to pack your bag and say, I'm leaving
now, we'll see you later. Both genders under the bus here. Both of them. I'll throw both genders under the bus. If you're in this sort of relationship, get the fuck out. Walk away. Hang it up.
It's not just as easy as saying just walk away, Trevor. You've no idea.
Why isn't it?
What do you mean, why isn't it?
What's physically stopping you from walking out the front door?
Sometimes people don't realise they're actually in this. They don't realise that this is happening to them. They don't recognise it.
You're telling me anybody who is being controlled, who isn't allowed to spend their own money, buy their own clothes, spend in the shop, do anything, meet up with mates, you're telling me they don't see that their partner is being controlled?
You don't understand. Really? But when she's warding that to him, when she's explaining to him why he can't do this or why he can't that, she's explaining it in a way she's turning around to make it look like that she's helping him.
I understand that, but when you're turning around to anybody saying that, oh, I don't want to upset someone because they might get upset, then sorry, that's not a relationship. You're in a relationship, you're going to piss one another off. In a marriage, you're definitely going to piss each other off.
Tracy, can I ask you what your opinion is on the attitude that we hear from a lot of people, like Trevor, but he's not the only one who have this attitude. He definitely isn't. And I genuinely feel for men who are in either a coercive controlling relationship or a physically abusive relationship. I genuinely feel for them because I understand why so few of them actually come forward to look for help because of that sort of attitude.
Yeah, that's exactly why they don't, because they're embarrassed.
But they're only embarrassed because of that sort of attitude.
Exactly. Because the likes of Trevor, who from what I've heard from him, and I listen to this podcast every day, he's literally a male version of that girl. He doesn't even see it. Unless that person sees it, they're not going to know.
And it is very sad to hear men, like the messages that we've played, men who, on both occasions, the two messages that I played from Andrew and from Pat earlier on, both of them asked for their voices to be disguised because they're so fucking terrified to be found out either by family and friends or by herself.
Exactly, yeah. And that's very, very sad. That's very sad. This is more common than people realise.
And I think we're starting to realise. And the reason we came back to this conversation today is because of some of the messages that we got yesterday after that guy Killian being on the air, slagging him off and all of that. Stay there for a second. I've been asked, Tracy, to play this message for you. Have a listen, please, to this.
How can Tracy possibly say that some people aren't, well, maybe some, but that there are people who aren't aware that they're in abusive relationships? Like, it can't be normal to be physically assaulted by your partner. And if it's a mental abuse or a verbal abuse or whatever, there has to be somebody in their life kind of going, listen, did she give you a few euro for your sandwich, like for lunch? And that's all, out of your wages. Yeah, listen, mate, that's not right. Someone has to be telling them these things.
Tracy, do you want to respond to that? I mean, he's basically at the start.
Yeah, I do want to respond to that because I never said physical and emotional and mental abuse are different things. I never said that if someone's being slapped around. I said, like, for me, there was no physical violence or anything like that, but emotional and mental abuse is actually much worse. And I did say that sometimes I would have wished he would have just punched the head at me and let that be it. Obviously misunderstood what I said.
No, okay, that's fair enough. Stay there for a moment. I want to bring in David. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, David?
Hi, lads. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, David. What did you want to say on this?
I just want to say I agree with Trevor on this, to be honest. I just think listening back on yesterday's podcast and listening to it again this morning, I think what everyone's trying to do with the Killian is just give him advice and just give him basically an eye-opener because it's horrible to hear that a woman can be so controlling over a man. I mean, where's her respect for him, you know?
David, is it any worse to hear of a woman being controlled by a man?
Absolutely, I agree, because if it was the other way around, you know, we'd be getting laughed at and girls would be saying, you need to get rid of him. Like, do you know what I mean? So I do, and I understand what Tracy's saying that, like, you know, you have to be in a physical abusive sort of relationship to experience it. But at the same time, as Trevor said, and you don't need to be strong to just drop tools and say, you know what, this isn't for me. As much as that person might love you or you love them, you know, if you really love them, you know, have respect for them and, you know, don't walk all over them, basically.
When you say you agree with what Trevor was saying, can you understand the point that I'm trying to make? That it is no wonder so few men come forward to admit and look for help for being in an abusive relationship because of the attitude of men.
Yeah, I can understand, Adrian, but, like, I mean, there is help out there for every type of situation nowadays, you know what I mean? And, like, I think part of the problem is, as I said earlier on, is that if people aren't talking about this, you know, it could end up as a worse circumstance. So, again, I have to back Trevor up and say fair play, because, you know what, he's the only one that offered support to Killian and said, you know what, if you need that and I'm there, whatever. You know, I mean, I think everyone feels sorry for Killian because he did sound so soft yesterday, Adrian, you know, and he sounded like a broken man, you know, it sounded like, you know, instead of sounding like his girlfriend, it sounded like his mother, like giving him money to go on a night out, you know, you know, as a caller said yesterday, he probably needs permission to go to the toilet, you know, I mean, if she goes out, how often does she call or text him? Like he was saying yesterday, he nearly texts her every 20 minutes. I'm sure when lads go out for a night out with a bunch of lads, like, okay, you might text your partner every so often and they might say, how's the night going? But every 20 minutes, that's not... The thing of going out with a bunch of friends is you get your freedom away from the other partner.
I get all of that, and I expressed my concerns when I was talking to that man yesterday. He doesn't see it. I'm not going to force that opinion down his throat. He maybe eventually will see it for himself. But sorry, just to go back to the point, and that was that the reason men are so reluctant to look for help, get out of relationship, admit what's going on is because of the attitude of other men who slag them off for not being real men.
I don't think it's slagging off, Adrian. I think the likes of myself and Trevor, I think it's just basically trying to give advice and just say, look, lads, you know, you have to open your eyes and see what's happening here. You know, as I said, if this was happening to a girl, you know, all the whore friends would turn around and laugh and say, you need to get away from him. Do you know what I mean? So, It's just giving advice, Adrian. It's just trying to open noise to him because he sounded so vulnerable yesterday. You know, an awful lot of people have been on with comments and, you know, past remarks, and all everyone's trying to do is trying to give him advice. As much as he can't see that. He doesn't need to get help, Adrian, and talk to someone because, you know, if he marries that girl, he doesn't know what he's marrying into. You know, she, like, his life is being controlled at the minute, Adrian. I mean, you know, I really hope, like, you know, and Killian, if you are listening to this, everything that everyone is saying, don't take it as abuse or, you know, everyone's on your back. What people are actually trying to do is people are actually trying to give you advice. You know, it's not too late. You know, get out of there, mate. I was on a similar boat. I had an experience a couple of years ago with a girl when I went out with Adrian, and I was going off out to my Christmas party, and I hadn't even left the place I was sharing with the girl at the time. And the one thing she says to me, oh, what time will you be home at? And I laughed and said, I don't know, but I know I'll be home, you know. So, like...
And again, I can't stress this enough. That guy yesterday didn't see an issue in his relationship. He thought it was perfectly normal. Maybe that penny will drop one day.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters.
Grace, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Grace?
Not too bad.
Now, Grace, what did you want to say on all of what you've been listening to?
I actually, when I sent my message into you, I was driving and my whole body started to shake because I have serious anxiety around this topic, right? But there was something that Trevor said that really, really got to me, which was, why can't you leave? You're not shackled to the radiator with handcuffs. Those handcuffs are in your head. And the love that is in a relationship like that is a love like no other, let me tell you. It is the most amazing love in the beginning, and that person makes you feel like they are the only person who is ever going to love you in that way. So when it comes to leaving, that is why you cannot leave, because it's the fear of who is going to love me like that. You don't see it in the beginning like control. You don't see it like abuse. You see it like this love that is out of this world, protection. He's looking after my money. He's taking care of me. He's not making me delete these people off my Facebook because he's worried I'm going to cheat on them, or he's doing it to protect me because these people are maybe not the best people to have in your life. There's so many things that come into play in a relationship like that, and nothing may be physical. Everything is in your mind, and you can't justify leaving without being hit. And in my message that I sent to you last night, I said sometimes you would prefer to be beaten to a pulp so that you could say, I have these physical scars, this person is doing this to me, so I should leave. But you can't, because it's all in your head, and they make you feel like you're crazy.
And this is the point that I've been trying to make to people who slagged off that guy Killian yesterday, who literally were ripping it out of him. I got really annoyed over the sort of comments that we were getting. He's not for real. No man is like that, and all of that. And that's why people like that don't either acknowledge that they're going through anything or are prepared to admit it.
That's, you know, I can go back to, he kept saying, because I love her, because I love her. And he genuinely does. And he probably looks at her like a completely different love than you look at your wife or Jeremy looks at his wife. The love is so big, but it's not real. It is a safe space that that person has created for them to feel like they have nobody else. So when it comes to talking about it, I remember trying to verbalise what was going on and saying, well, he hasn't actually done anything. And it's not, people don't, when you actually speak out about it, they see what you're feeling. They see what you're saying. But you think in the beginning, I can't talk about that because I don't have a physical bruise on my face. And let me tell you, the abusers are the most loved people in society. Oh, look how much he takes care of her. Or he gave her a few bob to go out with
yes,
her friends.
Yeah, yeah. And but that is all part of this controlling. And in Killian's situation and the other messages that we played earlier on, it's that in reverse. But people, yeah, for some reason, don't take it as seriously or treat it as seriously when it is a man that is suffering the abuse. This is an age-old thing. This has gone on for years.
Coercive control has only become like a crime in this country. I think in 2017 they passed something for it to be an actual crime that you can be prosecuted for. It was after what I had gone through in my relationship, but it only became a crime in 2017 or 2016.
Yeah, no, I'm aware of that. And it's about time it has. But I would imagine if you were to look at any of the cases that have been prosecuted under that legislation in terms of coercive control, I would imagine that the vast majority, now I don't know this, but I would imagine the vast majority of the cases are women against men claiming coercive control, not the other way around.
Because men are not taken seriously because they are supposed to be the ones who are protecting the woman, and they're supposed to be bigger and stronger. But I can guarantee you, if somebody is in a relationship where they're being controlled or they're being abused, you don't know what they have gone through in their life, why they have sought out this person, what has gone on with them, how vulnerable were they when they met this person. I'd love to know what Trevor was going through at the time he was in his abusive relationship. It's not right for anybody to be in an abusive relationship, but I would put money on it that there was, you know, maybe it was the wrong time for him. He was going through something, or he was a bit vulnerable at that time. And when you're vulnerable, you actually seek out these people yourself. You seek out this person who's going to protect you and going to love you that much that actually they become your whole world, but it's not normal. And I don't want to mention Killian because he's not on to
No, absolutely. And that's why we've been trying to avoid referring to him as well. Grace, thanks very much indeed for your call, as always. A lot of opinions on this. I want to bring in just a few before we wrap up. This is Niamh.
Comments like this are like why more men don't speak out. Does he honestly believe women can't also be abusive? Not only just physically, but mentally and emotionally. These sort of comments need to stop.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Niamh. Let me go to Angela.
Hi, guys. Angela here. I see a few people have brought up the storyline in Fair City with Damien and Suzanne. So in real life, obviously, I'm very good friends with Mac, who played Damien. And the amount of guys who came up to him afterwards, he didn't realise the effect until after, obviously, the amount of guys who came up thanking him for the show, for showing them that it's not the norm. And this isn't just him saying it. I was out one night with him when a guy came up and thanked him because he was in an emotionally abusive relationship. And he thought like that, you know, he's the man about town. He's, you know, all macho. He's all this. But when he went home, it was a whole different story. And he thought that, yeah, maybe it is the norm because men don't talk. Men don't discuss these things. And you know what? I'm just glad that that guy or any of the guys that thanked Mac for doing that storyline, I'm just glad none of them know Trevor. Because Trevor, if you have friends in relationships like that, they're never going to leave. Not with your attitude.
Angela, thanks very much indeed for your message. As always, very interesting conversation. I'm glad we dealt with that today. And this is a particularly a dig at men. Lads, if you think you know somebody in that sort of situation, don't adopt the macho attitude of, oh, get away from her, stand up to her, all of that shite that we've been listening to.
It's good advice to say get away. That's
yes,
good
but without the macho element to it. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. Before we go, Jeremy,
don't forget, if you're the kind of person who likes money in your pocket, that's everybody, why not contact our show sponsor, Irish Tax Rebates, who will do all your hard work for you, all your donkey work, and get you tax rebates. The average amount is $1,092. They just charge 10% of a fee plus VAT, so it's well worth checking them out. Irish Tax Rebates is the website.
Thank you for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.